he possibly could end up on the right side. What else happens in free agency?
You know, I'll come in here and I'll do whatever the coaches ask. You know, I came from a good system at Iowa, and they taught us, you know, to be ready at any position. And I'm just happy to be here and ready to meet the guys and get to work.
Riley, Don Mitchell, Fox 9. What have you heard about Tony Sperano? And you've also heard that it's been a beleaguered offensive line here for the past couple of years. What are your hopes in changing that?
You know, there's a good group of guys here, and I'm excited to come in and get to work with them and, you know, move forward this year.
Hey, Riley, with the Star Tribune here. I just wanted to ask you, it's your first dip into free agency. What was it like for you, and what drew you to Minnesota?
You know, it's been kind of a hectic last few days, and, you know, I'm excited to be up here, that's for sure. You know, being from South Dakota, it's close. You know, I always watched the Vikings growing up. You know, they got a great tradition, and, you know, I'm excited about the hunting and fishing up here, too.
Yeah, Chris Thomas, and again, Riley, you mentioned, you know, being from South Dakota and all that. I mean, did you grow up a big Vikings fan, or were they your favorite team, or was somebody else, or what exactly?
My favorite team was the Raiders, but my mom was a Vikings fan, so she's really happy right now. So.
Riley, Chad Greenway, also of South Dakota, also went to Iowa. He always says that his roots in both places are what made him a better football player. How does that speak to you?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, I've always followed Chad, and I've admired his work, and you know, I kind of keep in touch with him over the years, and try to take any advice I can from him. And you know, I'm awful proud to be from South Dakota too.
Have you talked with him about signing with the Vikings yet?
He shot me a call yesterday after it was announced that I was going to sign here. That just gave me a congratulations.
Riley, Dave Campbell with the Associated Press. Did your familiarity with the other defenses in the NFC North factor into your decision to want to play here too?
Yeah, you know, I love playing in the black and blue division. You know, I think it fits me, and you know, I'm excited to still be in the division.
And follow up here, how far was your hometown from Chad Greenway's Mount Vernon, and did you play his high school in football?
No, we never played. We were 11 man. I believe Chad was 9 man. Not far. I assume you can do it under 30 minutes, the drive.
Sure.
Riley, were you surprised at all about how much of a commodity guys on the O-line have been just yesterday and what the prices they were getting and how basically you guys are finally getting your due and how much you're needed around this league?
Yeah, I mean, every position's important on the team, and you know, I'm glad to be here in Minnesota, and you know, ready to get ready to work.
Hey Riley, how many teams did it come down to, and was it a close call at all between Minnesota and other teams?
You know, it was quite flattering to have a bunch of interest, but you know, as far as specifics and team names and stuff, you're gonna have to ask my agent about that one.
Hey, Riley, Timmy Otto with Viking Update. I know you said you'll do whatever the coaches want, but have you gotten any indication if they're a bit more focused on the left side? And then also, what, you know, for you, what are the big differences because you have moved back and forth so much?
Yeah, you know, I'm willing to play any position that they need me to play. And, you know, I'm just ready to get in here and get to work and meet some of the guys.
Riley, how does a kid from South Dakota become a Raiders fan?
You know, my dad was a Raiders fan, and so was the mailman, and kind of got brainwashed into it.
The mailman was a Raiders fan. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, he was a he'd always tell me stories about the Raiders and how great they were, and I became a Raiders fan. He'd stop by and talk a lot.
Along those lines, what's your dad's name? What's your mom's name? And can you maybe talk about how much of a Vikings fan your mom has been? Maybe just describe, does she wear lots of Viking stuff or what exactly?
Yeah, my dad's name's Tom and my mom's name's Jill. My dad was a Raiders fan, obviously, and my mom was a Vikings fan. And, you know, being in South Dakota, those were the games on Sundays, so it was always turned on, and she was always cheering for the Vikings.
Did you say Jill, J-I-L-L?
Joe, J-O.
Spell it, please.
J-O.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions, guys? All right, thanks for calling in, everybody.
Thank you.